Hi, this is Emily Schaff for Telluride Inside and Out, and I'm here speaking with Buff Hooper. Buff has a cool art show on display at Gallery 81, 81435 called Art Redux, and you can check it out this week at Thursday's Art Walk. Hey, Buff.
Hi, Emily.
Hey, so tell us about Art Redux. What are you showing?
I am showing pieces, parts of sets that I have had worked on, or done over probably the course of the last 10 years, I think, is as far back as they go. These pieces are things that that I wanted to save because I thought I did a good job on them, and I didn't want to paint over them, which is what happens to some things that that you do in the theater world. A lot of stuff gets recycled into new sets, and some of the stuff I just didn't want to let that happen to. So these are some of the things that I have saved over the last 10 years, basically.
And I'm sorry, I misspoke. They're called Dust Redux too. And so tell us, what are if someone walks in there on Thursday, what are some things that they might see?
Angela Watkins did Seussical with the school 2 years ago, I think. And so I saved the Whoville thing. I mean, that's basically just a copy of Dr. Seuss, but it was 10 feet wide and nearly 10 feet high. And it's a really fun drawing that Dr. Seuss did. And I recreated that for the set. So I saved that. So that'll be up there. There's a handful of pieces from the Telluride Repertory Theater Company's touring action shows. There's a couple different shows represented there. And one was Sleepy Hollow. Two pieces from that. Another one is was called Fisherman and His Wife. There's a piece from that. And then there's some stuff from one of the kids' AIDS benefit fashion shows. They made these colorful trees a couple years ago, and they keep getting threatened to be thrown out, and I've managed to keep sticking them in a different corner of the palm. And they don't get reused. I have reused them once, but they don't get reused that much. So if someone would rather have it, I think that's a better thing to do for them than to throw them out, basically.
Right.
Or chop them up.
Yep.
Something else. But and then there's a couple things from Picasso at the Le Pen Agile, which was Jeb Barrier's second stage show. There's a couple pieces from that. So. They're basically all from shows that have happened in town or shows that have toured around to elementary schools in the area.
So we get to kind of like relive a lot of these awesome theater productions that have gone on.
Yeah, well, I don't,
kind of through the
season. Yeah, I don't think many people saw some people have seen these things, I'm sure, but some of them were obscure. And like there's one from the tango dance that happened at the Opera House 2 years ago, I think. So if you saw that tango dance, you would recognize these. Oh, and then I used them again for Jazz Festival. But, sometimes they get they live again, but not that often.
And I know you're an actor. We see around town all the time. How did you get into set design?
Well, I went to school for fine arts, I only really got into acting kind of in a strange way. So when my first show was Fiddler on the Roof, and when this guy came, he was building the set, and I was just, he had a brush in his hand, like, can I help? And so I helped out from the first show that I was in acting, but I had always had a fine art background, eventually, I always helped out with the sets with the rep. And eventually, they weren't able to find someone to do a set. So I said I would do it. And that was Servant of Two Masters. And so I painted a backdrop for that, and it was a lot of. I loved it. It was so fun to get to, you know, to get to pay, get paid to paint, basically.
Right.
You know, that's how I felt about ski instructing the first time.
Yep. When you find your passion like
that. That wore off, but but the painting is always nice to get paid to paint.
Right. Oh, that's so.
I just took every opportunity to build set, and then people like Brant Garber approached me to do stuff for film festival. Brant Garber got me the job working with Jazz Festival. You know, I always kind of worked with the rep. They used to bring in other designers, so I learned tons from these guys like Kevin Locke and Jim Proger. You know, working along with these people who do it. Kevin Locke works for ABC in New York. I went and saw the Scene Shop studio where he works in New York one time. It was amazing. So, you know, it was really cool to learn the craft of stage construction design from a couple of professionals. And then, you know, then Jen Nyman started hiring me she first hired me to do lights for Anything Goes two times ago. And then eventually I started doing her sets. And, you know, I did a ton of sets for SAFYPT, and Angela has hired me to do sets for the school and the rep and Telluride Theater. I've done a couple different projects, heading up a few different projects for them. What was that one? What's the Von Trapp family show? You know, Sound of Music. Yeah, that one was.
Yeah.
I did that one. I think that's one of the few that was a rep thing that was all my
great
doing.
We're so excited to see this. So Duff Redux at the gallery Thursday night. We should go check. I'll go check.
Yeah,
it out.
Art Walk. So
Art Walk, wonderful.
You know, all the galleries in town have art going on. It's a fun night to go out first Thursday of every month. And
Buff, thanks so much for your time. This sounds amazing. I can't wait to see it.
Thanks for your time.
Yeah. Thanks again.
Thanks.